The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, before we get to the episode today, obviously you've got an interest in growing your social media. And I think more importantly, figuring out how to use it in a way that allows you to spend less time in social media and grow your business, which is why my team is devoted to like just figuring out what the heck is going on with Instagram, because it changes so quickly and it is the place where the greatest opportunities are happening right now. And I never used to say that. I used to always say Facebook. So if you would like to be a recipient of our Instagram report, we do one quarterly, all you have to do is go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Now from your phone or your tablet, if you just hover over the art for this podcast and you see the show notes, you'll be able to click right there on that link, and we'll actually just click on that link and we'll email you the report, and the report will blow your mind. You will trip out at how inclusive this is. Like, I show you screenshots of how to do the things that we're talking about, different ideas, different ways that you can use them, incorporate them. And it's all about spending less time, but getting more traction, right? So hopefully you will take advantage of that free report while it's still available to you. Again, it is shalene.com/IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S. Okay, off to the show. Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, well, get excited for this episode. And it's going to be a little bit quicker episode. I was going to release it for you on Tuesday, but we just had so many people who were excited to hear part two of Naveen Jain's interview that we decided to put that out on Tuesday. And so here you go. It's Thursday and it's just a shorter episode, but it's a really, really good one because this is something really actionable that you'll be able to use and actually experience later today. But one of the things you'll need to do is write down my Instagram handle, because we're going to actually do this on Instagram today, okay? So go to Instagram. Why do I say Instagram? Instagram. I am at Shalene Johnson, and you want to follow me and my co-host. He is at Brock11Johnson. The 11 is always in the middle. Brock11Johnson. Follow the two of us and check out our stories, because we are going to put into practice what I'm about to teach you. Instagram released a new feature. It's actually a new sticker, and it's called the chat sticker. They released this on July 3rd to most accounts. Now, you may or may not see it yet on your own Instagram options, but they did start to roll it out to most accounts through the middle of July. So go ahead and update your app, and then when you do a post, you can click on the little stickers option. And you should see, you know, where you could normally do an at mention or a hashtag sticker or a poll sticker. There's a new sticker feature called chat. And this is going to be a game changer. You're going to love this, whether you have a small account or a big account. But in particular, you're going to love this if you need to kind of scale your conversations. It's one thing to have conversations in DMs, but that can take a lot of time, especially when you're talking to a lot of people at the same time about the same thing. Like, let's say, for example, and this is the example that I'm going to use for the rest of this quick tip. Let's say, for example, that you have the launch of your new program and you don't have the 10,000 swipe up feature where you can instantly upload a link and take people directly from Instagram to your opt-in page. you've got to have individual conversations in your DMs. Well, here's an option. So let's say you've got, 200 followers and you're launching your new program. What you could do is talk to people a little bit about what it is that you're offering, and then you add the chat feature or the chat sticker to your story. Then you want to tell your followers, okay, I'm creating a real-time chat right now. So if you're seeing this and you want to ask me some questions or figure out if this is right for you or whatever it is with regard to whatever it is you're promoting, just tell people, like, right now in real time, I'm going to chat with a small group of you. So if you'd like to be added, click here. Now, how this works is people, when they click that, you'll be able to see who has requested to join your chat thread. And then it shows up just like a thread, like a group of your friends who might be on a thread, except that you can only add 32 people. Okay. So you're going to add people as they request to be added. And this is kind of a cool feature. So recently what I did is I told my Instagram followers, I'd like to chat with people who are fitness professionals who have struggled with body issues. Either you're a personal trainer or a fitness professional. Now, my example is a little different because I have a sizable following. So I had, hundreds and hundreds of people who applied, but it gave me the option to be able to quickly click on their profile. And because I had so many people apply, to make things more legitimate for me, I just selected and admitted people into that chat. The first 32 people who applied, who number one were public. Now, you don't have to do that, but I wanted to do that so I could see if, in fact, were these people really fitness professionals or were these just people that just wanted to chat? You know what I'm saying? Because I really wanted specific conversation with these types of people. So you can, it's got the option, you'll be able to see when you play with this. It has the option where you can either, people can add themselves automatically, or you can approve people to be added. Therefore, you could set a criteria by which you're like, okay, if you meet this criteria, then I'll be adding you to my chat group. Then you can literally chat with people in real time. You can actually see it says typing, and you can add 32 people at a time. You can delete the chat later. You are the admin. You can remove people from the group. You can add people to the group. You can invite people to the group. It's pretty cool. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, how is this different from Facebook? Well, it's not necessarily, but a lot of people have migrated off of Facebook and they're on Instagram. So as I always say, reach people where they are. So let's talk about alternative ideas, ways that you might be able to use the chat sticker in ways that might move your business forward. Number one, think of it as a way to really go deep really quickly with a small group of people. I'm telling you, when I used this new feature, that's all that I did. I said, hey, if you are a fitness professional and you struggled with body image, then I want to hear from you. Click add, that you want to be added to this chat. And within an hour, the comments and the exchanges between this small group of women, it was amazing. And women were like, oh my gosh, I've only been on here for an hour and I feel like I'm best friends with you women. Like, people were so real, and you just knew that it was small and intimate, and people loved that it was private, and it got deep really fast. Everybody in the group said, let's follow each other, let's support each other. And that's a way for you to connect with the people who are on your platform without trying to sell them something, right? Like, so maybe even just saying, like, hey, if you've struggled with XYZ, whatever the problem is that people know you solve, just say, give it a lot of specifics, though, so not everyone who's following you wants to join this chat. Like, the more niche you can make your chat thread, the better. You could always do additional chat threads later. You could also use it to figure out who it is that's following you, that's kind of interested or sitting on the fence for something that you offer. Like, let's say, hypothetically, that you offer online nutrition programs or online fitness programs. You could say, if you are interested in learning more about working with me and you really want your questions answered, I'm going to do a small private chat group here on Instagram. So just click add to this chat and I'm going to do it today. And that's the cool thing about it, is that you can delete that story once you've got a lot of activity, or you've basically, once you've added 32 people, because that's what the limit is at the moment. They may change that later. But once you've added your 32 people, you should probably delete that story so that people aren't continually requesting to be added to a group that's already full. The option to be added to that thread disappears once you've deleted the story or once 24 hours have passed. However, The thread can stay active, meaning you can follow up with those people later. You can follow up with them individually. You don't even have to follow up with them inside the group. You can message them personally. So it's a really great way to kind of, you know, get to know people better, to create an intimate setting. It's in real time. People love live. They love that connection. And it's also a way for you to scale those intimate conversations so you don't have to be having and talking about the same thing over and over and over again with the, you know, individual people about the same topic. It will save you time and it brings in this, I think, like a level of trust when there's like a small group of people and they're kind of asking the same thing. And then as soon as one person says, I'm doing it, then it's crazy how like other people are like, oh, that person says they're doing it. So I'm signing up for this thing too. Again, if you don't yet have 10,000 followers, which most people don't, and you don't have the swipe up feature, the only workaround until recently has been, hey, DM me if you're interested and I will send you the link. Well, you had to do that individually to each and every person. Here's an alternative. You could say, if you're interested in learning more or having the link to this or more details, click the chat sticker. And what that will do is you can select again the option where you don't have to approve people. They just approve themselves. And as soon as you have 32 people, you just paste in one message that is the link to whatever it is you were suggesting to people. And now all 32 people see it at once and they can ask follow-up questions there, etc. And then you can do that like as often as you want. Okay. So every time you have 32 people that add to the chat, then you can delete that story. Does that make sense? You could do the same thing the next day and have a whole new group of 32 people. Because remember, not everybody sees, even your most active followers aren't seeing your stuff every single day. And especially if you do a lot of stories, most people aren't even going all the way to the end of your stories. Like if you do more than like 7 or 10 dashes or 7 or 10 posts, not everybody's getting all the way through your story. So you could literally post this idea in the morning and then later in the day and perhaps have a better chance of capturing your most active followers. You could use this feature as kind of like a focus group for your next product, your next course, the next thing you want to release. You just say, hey, I'd love to get some feedback and input. People love to give their opinion about my next webinar, my next podcast, the next set of journals that I'm going to release, the next challenge group that I want to start. Now, again, the more parameters you can give people before they click that chat button, the more specific the type of people who are going to be clicking on that and giving you feedback, the better, right? So you don't just want anyone. You want to literally say, only if you are good at offering feedback or only if you are fill in the blank. And you want to give people parameters so that you're actually going to get people who are going to interact and give their opinion. And they are the lifer or the target audience that you're trying to reach because they will self-select. I mean, you can use this feature for feedback on like, okay, I want your opinion about pricing or colors. I mean, people love to give their opinion and this is a new feature, this new sticker. So people are excited to see it and it's kind of cool, especially if you tell them like, I can only accept the first 32 people into this chat group. It's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing. If you've already created groups on Facebook, but you are spending most of your time on say Instagram and you'd like to get, you know, some of that interaction happening on Instagram. For example, you could say like, I've got a pod squad. So people who listen to Build Your Tribe and or the Chalene Show, we've got a group on Facebook. It's called Chalene's Pod Squad. I will put a link to it under this episode and you can join it. And we chat about most recent episodes. Like, you know, people loved the episodes with Naveen Jain. People loved hearing about Allison Prince and her story about how she was selling her leftover crafting materials. They just love those stories. Anyways, that's on Facebook. And all the time I interact with some of those people on Instagram and I spend more time on Instagram than I do on Facebook. So it might be cool to say like, hey, if you are a member of my pod squad, click the chat button so we can have a little dialogue here too. That's one idea. Or you could even just use it to say, I just recently uploaded a new lesson in the Marketing Impact Academy. And if you are a Marketing Impact Academy student and you have any questions about it, hit this chat button. You know, and again, you might have random people join it. So you might want to actually approve people before they join the chat. Or you can just accept, let people self-select and you can remove them. It's kind of cool and it's super manageable. So that is my quick tip for you today. I want you to try it, and I would love to hear from you, because I'll just bet, because this is a new feature, like these are just some of the ideas I've had in the last couple of weeks, but I'll just bet because you're so brilliant, you're going to have more ideas. So share them with me in our Pod Squad group. That would be a great place to hear from you, or just reach out to me, of course, on Instagram. I am at Shalene Johnson, and Brock loves hearing from you too. He is Brock 11. The 11 is always in the middle. Brock 11 Johnson. And yeah, in fact, maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe the day this releases, check my Instagram story, because I will do an example of this and I'll put you in a little chat. Okay, that's what we'll do. So click that you want to add to this conversation. You'll need to be one of the first 32 people who does so. And we will have a discussion about the chat sticker. Ooh, this is going to be fun. All right. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. And ladies and gentlemen, we are done.
Today's review by Marine for Life, titled Solid Info and Super Consistent. I've been listening to the podcast for quite a while now, and one of the things that always impresses me is how you always show up with amazing knowledge, guests, and advice. Everybody should do themselves a favor and dive in.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.